This is Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf is a weekly podcast featuring Gary D'Amato and Rob Hernandez. And now, here's Gary and Rob.
And we welcome you into the podcast that originated social distancing from Winchester, California. I'm Rob Hernandez, and 1,600 miles away today from beautiful Caledonia, Wisconsin, we welcome in Gary D'Amato. Gary, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Rob. Yeah, if I'm sick, I know I can't give it to you, and vice versa. And I don't say that lightly, but we're miles and miles apart.
No, and we're still trying to, you know, bring a little levity to what has become a very difficult, serious situation, and one that seems to be changing by the day. As we begin the recording of our podcast, we have seen on social media that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers plans to institute a stay-at-home edict or order, depending on how you look at it, as early as tomorrow, to probably go into effect within the 24 to 48 hours after that. It appears Milwaukee already under that kind of order. And Gary, as someone who is currently in a stay-at-home order, I am at home, and it is not a lockdown. It is not a anything other than a precaution at this point out here, and I'm hoping that's what it becomes in Wisconsin as we try to, you know, make good choices, not knowing exactly the potential severity of what we're dealing with here in the coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm hearing that Governor Evers is using the word safer at home rather than stay at home because he doesn't want people to panic. Obviously, you can still go out to the pharmacy and to the hospitals and to essential places where that are essential and open for business. But I don't see it being much different than what people have been doing the last few days. I've been in my house, 23 and a half hours a day the last week or so. So nothing changes too much for me, Rob.
No, and out here, Gary, my wife and I have gone on an hour-long walk through the neighborhood, which is very much okay, and otherwise it's been pretty much just, you know, keeping to ourselves. We haven't gone out to a grocery store since the initial kind of concern started brewing, and you saw, you know, the inventory is going down just to, you know, see what it was like. Honestly, that was, I was more curious as to, you know, can Sam's Club really be out of every, you know, form of meat known to man, and the answer to that was yes, and it really hasn't gotten incrementally better. You know, here and there on social media, you see, you know, people, you know, saying we've got this at this store, we've got that at this store, but you know, again, these are such different times, unprecedented times for us, that it really is kind of difficult to gauge, you know, what's the right thing to be doing. And as it relates to golf, Gary, I think that's where we want to spend just a few minutes today on an abbreviated edition of Talking.Golf, talking about what might happen if this safer at home order does go into place, what it means for golfers. We've already posted today to our site a piece that I did over the weekend on measures that have been taken already by golf courses as they've opened in Wisconsin to be proactive to the situation. But a safer at home takes it to another level, Gary, and it boils down to where does golf fall in it. Out here in California, the governor, Gavin Newsom, has deferred that decision to the local government agencies. And just as an example, the city of Oceanside asked that golf courses in that community remain open so people do have an outlet to be outside. And one of them had closed already, thinking that the safer at home order from Gavin Newsom meant that they could not stay open. And that was not the case in Oceanside. However, down the road in San Diego, the city of San Diego has shut down Torrey Pines, all 36 holes, Balboa Park, and the one other municipal course in Palm Springs, where there's a large over 55 population. Most of those courses have closed from what I've read, but in Los Angeles, many courses remain open again to try to provide, you know, a little bit of an outlet while it is still deemed safe to do so. As we look at what's going on potentially in Wisconsin, Gary, what's your take on it? I went out golfing on Friday knowing that my course was closing on Saturday, and just to get one more round in, and The place was packed. So if the court of public opinion has a say on this, Gary, I think they believe that with proper measures, golfing outside is still okay based on what we know right now.
Yeah, I guess, everyone's in a holding pattern because Governor Evers isn't going to make his formal announcement until tomorrow and expected to go into expected to be put into place, sometime either tomorrow or later in the week, the stay at home. How we interpret that as applies to golf, well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see what's in the announcement tomorrow. But yeah, Rob, I'm with I'm no expert on anything, but I think golf is probably one of the safer things you can do right now. Providing you take all the precautions and the ones that you you mentioned in your story, I think is a great starting point in your story on Wisconsin.golf about nine things courses can do to so that we can play golf safely. In my opinion, we should still be able to play golf, but it's all going to depend on what Governor Evers says and how golf courses react to that tomorrow, I think.
And I want to be respectful too, Gary, because I know there's a few loyal podcast listeners who are very much on the other side of that opinion, who believe and probably based on, maybe perhaps experiences close to them, the entire population should be taking a largely stay-at-home attitude towards this so that we can at least get, 15 days to maybe 3 weeks, away from everybody. And just see if that produces any better results than what we're seeing in terms of number of cases, number of deaths, et cetera. Obviously, if things become as absolutely catastrophic as they are over in Italy, we're singing a whole different tune here, Gary. And again, we're not in any way endorsing risking anything, but we're asking, or I'm suggesting that, just based on the information we know right now and based on, the situation at hand, there's probably places where it is probably more safe to go out and play golf right now than it is in other parts of the state. And with Milwaukee County taking, additional action in advance of the governor's order probably indicates that, you might want to think twice in Milwaukee County, whereas up in, Burnett County, that may not be the issue.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Rob. We do want to respect the other side of the coin here, the people who definitely believe that we should all be staying at home and not mixing socially at all, except when you absolutely have to. I think that's a very good point. And I think your point is well taken, too, about, there's hundreds of cases in Milwaukee County. There's a lot of cases in Dane County and some of the other counties, Fond du Lac County throughout the state. But half the counties in the state haven't had a single case yet, a single positive test. Is it safer to play golf there? Perhaps, but most of those counties, unfortunately, are way up north where there's probably still a half a foot of snow on the ground, so it's a moot point anyway. But yeah, Rob, your point is very well taken.
As we look forward, I know on your docket today, Gary, you've got golf on the agenda. You're hoping to get out. Geneva National is supposed to open both the Palmer and the Trevino course. I know it. You were hoping to get out. What are the thoughts on that, given that we've had a little bit of a layer of snow? You've got snow back there that's kind of deterring everybody from going out. We've had, again, more rain here today. It looks like another all-day rain. So even if we could play golf, we couldn't play golf.
right. Yeah, we got about an inch of snow by me, Rob, only on the grass, not on the driving surfaces. But, there's an inch to 2 inches of snow in the Lake Geneva area. And but I talked to someone at Geneva National earlier today, and she said they were thinking the snow would be, it's supposed to warm into the mid-40s, so the snow would be melted and gone by noon or 1 p.m. at the latest. And according to her, they were going to try to open those two golf courses this afternoon, the Palmer and Trevino courses. So if that happens and if I can play golf, I'm going to run down there and try to play my first 18-hole round of the year in Wisconsin, so we'll see.
Yeah, I did 18 on Friday, as I mentioned, and played with three other guys, and it just, I'm going to miss it, because the course I'm at is not going to reopen until the order is lifted, and I talked to the GM about that, and he said most of that, Gary, was for the protection of the employees. They didn't want the employees to have to feel like they were putting themselves at risk just to keep the golf course open. Others, are making it work other ways. And But I think you're going to enjoy that round. I hope you get it in, and it certainly speaks to how valuable and how precious the opportunity to play golf can be when it's taken away from you. So I hope you get that chance. Couple other things, Gary, before we wrap up today. The impact here on golf business, golf has been an industry that's had its ups and downs here the last 7 or 8 years. And I think a lot of courses are worried about the impact that this might have on long-term on business. And I think it's hard to try to separate that, but at the same time, I know over the weekend, the courses that have opened, that have remained open, despite the initial concerns, were rewarded. At the end of my story, I thought one of the cooler things was were the courses that have offered curbside service for their food from the clubhouse to go, were rewarded with a lot of loyal customers over the weekend in various parts of the state. Mauston, Muskego, Racine Country Club, public courses, private courses. I think one of the great, heartwarming things that I'm seeing is people keeping those type of businesses in mind beyond just the golf end of it, and taking advantage of opportunities to still get your Friday fish fry, even if you have to take it home and eat it there.
Yeah, that's another good point, Rob. And, my wife and I are trying to do everything we can to support local businesses. We've been ordering takeout quite often the last couple of weeks, and we'll continue to do so. Just trying to help do whatever we can, our small part, to help keep some of these small local businesses afloat through a very difficult time. And Rob, one more thing, we'd be remiss in not mentioning that our podcast sponsor, Club at Lac La Belle, has an opening date of June 20th.
Right.
And boy, we're crossing our fingers that by then we'll be able to actually open golf courses that might have been closed, and that the club at Lac La Belle will be able to open on June 20th. Sure hopeful of that.
Exactly. And we appreciate the club at Lac La Belle for being our podcast sponsor. And with all the craziness that's going on, I forgot to give a tip of the cap to them here at the outset, but we appreciate them signing on. Gary, the other thing that has come across my desk and perhaps yours, golf course owners are very concerned that if there is a shutdown of golf operations, what that means for the maintenance of the golf course. I should also mention, as part of the Safer at Home order out here in California, that landscapers and gardeners are technically exempt and are in the classification of essential personnel that are allowed to go and continue their normal work. Now, that's great in theory. However, some golf courses can afford to employ that level of employee through this crisis. Others cannot. I guess that's kind of, again, another question yet to be answered. In Wisconsin, will those employees be allowed to maintain these golf courses? And if not, how will golf courses, and the people I've talked to said, it's the greens in particular, Gary, that need that care on a daily basis. The rest of the golf course can be, left to for the grass to grow and still be, rescued when this thing is over. But the greens, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. The greens, if you let the greens grow for too long and let them go, it's really hard to get them back into playing shape quickly. It would take probably weeks for that to happen. So you're right. Everyone hopefully can at least keep a skeleton maintenance crew at the very least and keep their greens safe and in good shape. And then it would be a matter of mowing the rough and the fairway grass down to heights and, taking care of the bunkers, which would take a few days rather than weeks and weeks to get greens in great shape again. So, boy, it's so much uncertainty in the air, Rob. Things are changing by the day, and it's hard to predict what's going to happen in May and June to golf courses here when we don't know what's going to happen in 2 weeks.
You get that right. And again, everybody, especially now with social media, has an opinion, and there is no, at this point, no right or wrong until we are told otherwise. And that could come very, very quickly. It could come by the time we post this podcast. And if so, we'll live with that. But right now, we're trying to operate as the golf course owners are, as golfers themselves are, with the information that we have at hand. This is Talking.Golf here on Wisconsin.Golf. We're brought to you by the club at Lac La Belle in Oconomowoc, opening this June. A great new golf experience, and we cannot wait for the club at Lac La Belle to open. Gary, before we wrap things up, other things on your radar as it relates to the impact of the COVID-19 situation on golf? I know that we continue to monitor the impact it might have on the Ryder Cup. I believe it was Lee Westwood over the weekend joining the list of people that called for it to be postponed a year. We have heard nothing beyond opinions at this point. Am I correct?
At least from my standpoint, Rob, I've heard nothing. I'm going to try to make contact with Steve Stricker and see if we can get some of his thoughts. Hopefully, I'm sure he's just swamped with uncertainty, more so than most of us. And but we'll try to get his take on things if we can in the coming days.
And as it relates to golf and competitive golf, pretty much everything on hold. However, I should mention that we do have one Wisconsin golfer competing on a mini tour, and that's been kind of fun to track on social media. Only a handful of mini tours still going on, and one is in Arizona, the Golden State Tour. Neil Johnson of River Falls competing today in an event at the Wigwam Resort in Litchfield Park, Arizona. It's the it was supposed to be the McKenzie Q School Prep. They're going to before the PGA Tour erased all the events between now and the middle of May. There were four McKenzie Tour, PGA Tour Canada qualifying sites that were still yet to take place. One was going to be just up the road from me here in California, and another over in Arizona, and those are now off. But they're still playing mini tour golf, and it's got to be weird, Gary, that you know, they don't get crowds to begin with, but just the idea that you're out competing when virtually all the other competitive sports have been on hiatus is got to be one of those tournaments that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
For sure. A month ago, I thought at this point in our podcast, we'd be talking about all the tour stuff, getting ready for the Masters, and there'd be tons of stuff to talk about as far as playing and local people and tournaments. But now, no golf on any of the tours except what you just mentioned, a couple mini tours, and no golf, tournament golf in Wisconsin in the month of April. May is not looking good, I would say, at this point. So it might be a long time before we're talking about tournament golf on a regular basis, Rob. Let's hope not, but we have to prepare for that.
And last but not least, the WIA Board of Control on Friday announced, basically reinforced that right now spring sports for the high school level is on hiatus until further notice. It doesn't really change anything that wasn't outlined in Governor Evers' edict to shut down the public schools and our schools across the state of Wisconsin. I think it does, again, as you said, Gary, it kind of drives home the reality that not knowing when this thing might sunset, it may remove the opportunity for these kids to, have a senior season on it's boys golf in the spring. So we're talking about boys golfers. I know coaches are hoping that perhaps this will, at least, correct itself soon enough for there to be the postseason. And with the change in dates for the AmFam Championship, another tournament that we really don't know if that'll be played the first weekend in June at University Ridge. But with the move to early June for that tournament, boys golf at the WIAA level got moved a little bit later. And so they do have a couple weeks window there. They weren't even supposed to begin competing until April 6th or start holding practices and starting the season until then. And so they do have a little bit of time. But again, with every day that passes, it just seems like that window starts to shrink. So we will continue to monitor that, as we will all the developments here with the Safer at Home order that is apparently forthcoming on Tuesday from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. And we will do our best to update our audience on Wisconsin.golf with what that means for golf in Wisconsin. Gary, get out there, dust off the clubs. I hope you get out at Geneva National today. We'll look forward to reading about that, and we'll meet again here next week.
All right, Rob. Thanks a lot.
All right. For Gary D'Amato, I'm Rob Hernandez. This has been Talking.Golf, presented by the Golf Club at Lac La Belle in Oconomowoc. We'll talk to you again next week.